The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing the Texas and Ohio State game tomorrow, just based on the stuff that we've been talking about throughout the show with two of the top defenses in the nation, and then as well as seeing Ohio State, if they can continue to be the same Ohio State that they were in the quarterfinals, where they looked unstoppable and just rolling with their offense, and same way they looked in their first opening round game. So that's what I'm curious to see, and if Texas can find a way to kind of out-duel them if it comes down to that offensively. But again, I mentioned that the defenses are really good in this one.
Yeah, I think it's nice that I think that these two matchups actually happened, right? It feels like if it was, and I guess it's probably not fair to say, it feels like if you were getting a rematch, Ohio State against Penn State, you probably wouldn't be as stoked. But I think these are two perfect matchups for the semifinal, and I'm with you. I'm looking more forward to tonight's Notre Dame-Penn State. Nonetheless, I will be in front of a television watching that Ohio State-Texas game for certain. So, and I think they're both going to be pretty good matchups against teams that, I don't want to say mirror each other, but they're more on brand with each other in the matchup in the semifinal than they probably would be in a national championship game.
Yeah, and kind of wish it was defense versus offense in one and defense as an offense in the other, but it's kind of offense. It's hard because I feel like Ohio State and Texas are more complete because you know about their offenses, right? Sark's an offensive coach. Quinn Ewers is a guy that's kind of been heralded. You got Isaiah Bond. Is it Matthew Golden, the other receiver? And then obviously everything Ohio State has with Jeremiah Love and Will Howard and Abuke. But Will Howard's your quarterback.
Yeah, Jeremiah Love.
Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
They really have good defenses too. And I think if you go back and look what Ohio State did to Oregon defensively,
insane,
you talk about the offensive thing all you want. They had 23 yards rushing backwards, 23 negative yards rushing
backwards.
I mean, that's hard to do. That's really, really hard to do. And I know some of it was because they absolutely harassed Dylan Gabriel. I mean, I think they got like 7 or 8 sacks in that game. But defensively, both those teams are a lot better than I think on defense and than people even talk about because they're known for their offense. Whereas you hear Rusty in here and Penn State and Notre Dame are talked about defense, 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 but Penn State's offense, they got some weapons too.
Let's just say that your team, whoever it was hiring a new coach this cycle. Which one of these four coaches do you think you'd rather have of all four of them? If you were going to start a program up right
now. You're talking about, okay, never mind. I thought you were asking if an NFL team, I've been seeing the headlines about Sark's future.
Yeah.
But you're saying if we're starting a college team.
Yeah, like if you were just a college team you'd have Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
Why?
I think that's fair.
The energy he's bringing, I mean, he's revived this Notre Dame program that is a national brand but has kind of had a lull surrounding it for, I guess, when was like their prime, like the heyday of like
they've had
Notre
like
Dame,
five primes.
Right?
Well, their latest, the last time they really had a prime was the late 80s to early 90s because, and it's not just the late, I mean, the last time they won a title was 88.
I mean, I'm sitting there watching people do interviews with Marcus Freeman and fans just thanking him for kind of restoring their program.
I think
they
Texas
feel
fans
like
feel the same way
prominence.
About Sark, though.
So no, they do, and I'm not saying. But you asked me which coach I would want to have right now, and I'm, I like both coaches are great to me. Obviously, they're made it to the semifinals, right? But just seeing what Texas has been, I guess, in my more older lifetime, I remember seeing Vince Young in that national championship game, the confetti raining down. Like, I feel like I have more recent memories of Texas being good than I do of Notre Dame.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, and look, these are two programs, too. I mean, I played against Colt McCoy in Texas in 2009. Alabama played Notre Dame in 2012, I believe it was, in a national title game. So they've had runs in the last, 12, 14 years, both of these programs. But to your point, I think that Notre Dame looks much better. And so does Texas, I guess, much better than they have in recent memory.
It's harder to do it at Notre Dame than it is the other three schools. Notre Dame is not a – Notre Dame has restrictions academically that, that makes it harder. It doesn't get talked about, and they refuse to do something. And you can say they're a national brand. They got their own TV contract. That's all great. But they have been held to standards academically that these – what did Cardell Jones say when he stepped on campus? He's like, I'm not here to play school.
Yeah.
And then he won a national title for them, basically, because of his performance in the college football playoffs. But, yeah, I think it's harder at Notre Dame. That's why Marcus Freeman, to me, is a little bit more of the one that I would probably go with. Sark has done good, but, I mean, hell, you're at Texas, dude. You're at Texas.
Well, I mean, and it was funny that in this conversation that we're not even, like, the James Franklin thing doesn't even pop up because it feels like they haven't gotten to the next level. But, I mean, he's right here with a lot of these guys, and he has an extended amount of exposure in these situations. It just feels like in big games they've fallen flat most of the time.
He's also the longest tenured head coach of these four.
And I think that should go in his corner, but it doesn't in this conversation because they haven't gotten over the hump.
Yeah, and every year it's – Every year, Penn State is like 10-2. Well, who'd they lose to? Ohio State and Michigan. Who'd they lose to this year? Ohio State and Michigan. Every year. That's why, it was kind of when they came out with the 12-team playoff, I was like, well, James Franklin is celebrating.
Yeah.
I mean, he's having a daggum, feast at his house right now. All the players are because, like, boys, we just got the college football playoff. We just made the college football playoff because 12-team playoff was made for Penn State.
Yeah,
and so it just if you asked me in the beginning of the year, will they be playing in the semifinal game? Were they legitimate? Like where it's a toss up if they're in the college football playoff? I said, hell, I don't know.
Well, and real quick before we get to Life of Squid, I feel like Ryan Day has done enough to obviously save his job. There were people that said if he didn't win a national title, he might not save his job. I think he's done enough. But I got to tell you, if he were to fall flat against Texas tonight after the first two rounds, probably wouldn't look very good on him.
Well, I'll say this. The way they won those first two games is as impressive of anything I've seen Ryan Day do at Ohio State. Because you went and beat two teams that were legitimate now. I think Tennessee, especially their defensively, Oregon and Tennessee looked pretty good all year. And you legitimately dominated them. Now, if you go get your doors blown on Texas, who hasn't blown the doors on any legit team this year,
nope.
Then you raise – the eyebrows get raised. But I was one of the people that said, hey, you got to make the college football playoff championship game to even have a chance to keep your job. I was saying that not thinking you were going to average 41.5 points in your first two games against legitimate teams and blow doors on each of them. Those games were over by the second quarter.
It almost feels like that could work in reverse on him because of the fact that you lost to Michigan and then you blow doors on two college football playoff teams. And if you were to lose to Texas, it's like, dude, like what were you – like it almost feels like it would be more of an onus on him, like he wasn't coaching his players up to their standard.
Yeah, well, no, because – It's tough. They have your number right now, and you've got to get it back. Just like Harbaugh, Urban Meyer had Harbaugh's number when he was at Michigan. It's kind of reversed. Now he's had Ryan Day's number for whatever reason. What do you think? What do you guys, real quick before we get Life Squid, what do you think happens tonight in Penn State, Notre Dame?
I'm kind of with Rusty where I think Penn State has a lot of ability. I think Notre Dame's just well coached. And you saw that come out against Georgia. It feels like time after time when we see Penn State in these playoff matchups, they do not that we've seen them in a ton of playoff matchups, but these big time matchups, it seems like you kind of lean on Penn State and force them to beat themselves. I think that's what Notre Dame will try to do tonight. Force them to beat themselves, see if they can force Drew Aller into a couple bad throws and keep it between the tackles.
Yeah, I would say that I'd probably lean on Notre Dame, probably taking it in this one. That's probably some of the direction I would go into.
If Abdul Carter plays, I'm taking Penn State. I just think they have more weapons offensively. Now, to the point that y'all all made about Marcus Freeman, that is, I am saying all that assuming James Franklin doesn't have a James Franklin moment.